This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It may well be an ugly day in much of the Deep South. More severe weather is closing in on them, even as they clean up from tornadoes that hit Sunday night and Monday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Edmonston, based in Mississippi, says parts of his state, as well as Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, corners of Arkansas, and Georgia, are at enhanced risk for the worst weather.
It's involving potential for tornadoes, but the most significant potential today is actually damaging wind gusts and large hail. But then in addition, there is also a heavy rain threat.
He says expect up to 5 inches of rain in some parts, flash flooding, and hail the size of golf balls. He says that triple threat will make it worse than Sunday, and so far they've confirmed 8 tornadoes from that day. I'm Julie Walker.
In Mexico City,
hasta el momento ya no se tiene identificada gente atrapada.
They've now found 4 bodies in a rail car dangling from an overpass after an accident in the Mexico City subway left 23 people dead, at least 79 others injured. The mayor says one of the concrete beams on the elevated section of the metro system collapsed, tossing a train toward a busy highway. Do you feel it? Things kinda trying to get back to normal a year after the pandemic hit. The AP's Mike Gracia with some good news.
Los Angeles County reported no coronavirus deaths on Sunday and Monday, and the average number of new cases per day in the U.S. dropped under 50,000 for the first time since October. President Biden will deliver remarks this afternoon on the COVID-19 response and vaccination program.
It's safe to eat worms. That's what the European Union's Food Safety Agency says. Now the EU is greenlighting a plan to put mealworms on supermarket shelves. This is AP News. It looks like former President Trump is trying to tighten his hold on the GOP.
Former President Trump and his backers appear to be working to purge the Republican Party of members they see as disloyal. On Monday, Trump said, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, that, quote, the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. Trump and his congressional followers are trying to force Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of the House leadership. Cheney continues to denounce the attacks on the election by Trump and his followers as poisoning our democratic system. Utah Senator Mitt Romney was booed at a meeting over the weekend by Trump backers who failed to get the state party to censure him for opposing Trump. Romney warning, quote, if we divide our party, we're going to be a losing party. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The number of passengers set an air travel record Sunday for the pandemic era. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.